The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Christy Mendelow, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mendelow is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mendelow starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mendelow.
And welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and thanks for being here with us today. If you joined us for the show last week, you know we kicked off a holiday series, and specifically divorce and the holidays. If you didn't, well, I guess you are learning that now. Yes, the holidays are here again, and for me and this season, I'm really feeling the Christmas spirit already. I can't wait to decorate the house, light the tree, and I'll share a secret with you. I have already started listening to Christmas music. Cue the Christmas music, Mike. But for many affected by divorce, the holidays aren't filled with that Christmas spirit. Instead, it's a time filled with stress and sadness. It could be the stress or sadness that the divorce process itself brings you or those in your family. It could be the stress and sadness of the firsts, as they're called, meaning the first Thanksgiving or the first Christmas Eve alone, or the first Christmas Day when your children are with your ex-spouse. It could be the stress of managing parenting schedules with holiday demands, and it could be the sadness you feel when you see your children unhappy that the family isn't all together and the house doesn't seem the same as it did in years past. It can all feel pretty sad and pretty stressful. That's why we're here focusing on this topic this month, so that as you gear up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or whatever holidays you celebrate, you can think about how to incorporate some of the information you glean from our guests into your particular situation. And with the series, we're really trying to put ourselves in your shoes and share some very practical ideas, tips, and tools. Today, Mary Scally and Tammy Prince join us. Mary is the owner of Simple Elegance, a home staging and interior design company, and Tammy is their lead stager. And you may be wondering, what does interior design have to do with divorce and the holidays? Well, folks, let me explain. Remember just moments ago when I said that the holidays can be pretty sad and stressful, especially when you see your children unhappy because the house doesn't seem the same as it did in the years past. What I'm talking about here is environmental stress and even depression. And according to study.com, there can be many causes. On the study.com website, in an article about environmental stress, it says this: environmental stressors often occur when people are made to change. People tend to feel safe in a state of homeostasis when their environment is stable and predictable. Stress often occurs when something in a person's environment forces them to change, or their environment becomes unpredictable or abnormal. Environmental stressors can often lead to increased levels of discomfort, anxiety, and aggression. That sounds a bit like divorce, doesn't it? So what we want to do here today is talk with these talented ladies about how we can create an environment that helps reduce or eliminate the stressors that divorce and the holidays can bring, and better yet, bolster peace, comfort, and hope. Before we dig in, I want to remind you that this show is for those considering divorce in the midst of it and coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing, because it can be an overwhelming life event for everyone involved. I must also remind you that we're not here to give you legal advice, and we certainly are not here to coach you to get a divorce. What we are here to do is to help you look at the realities of your marriage and divorce with your eyes wide open. And based on those realities and with your faith, we are here to walk the path with you as your thinking partner, no matter where that path may lead. And now, Mary and Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. We are so happy to be here.
I'm glad you are, too. It makes it a lot more fun, and especially with two people in the studio. Yes. This day and age.
Tammy's first time on
yes.
radio.
Yes.
So excited.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great. And just appreciate you being here and sharing your expertise. And as I mentioned, what we really want to do here is help people walk away with some tips and tools that they can immediately implement in their environment to bring, let's face it, just let's say this, joy. Some more joy amen. To their life. Yeah, amen. Speaking of joy, Mary, I'm going to kind of put that word out there and I'll let you say
Did
it
you
or not.
Do you know that the word joy makes you use every muscle in your face when you say joy?
That Wow. That's of course,
I learned
only
that from Women of Faith.
That's joy. And now I sound like
joy.
Dory on
backpack.
So, Mary, speaking of joy, it's such a joy that you're involved with the show. And before we talk about today's topic, I just want to talk a little bit about your being involved with the show as not only a frequent guest, but also a sponsor partner. You've been with us from the get-go. And so just tell us a little bit about why you're involved with the show.
So, well, Christy, when you came to ask me if I would be a part of the show and you told me what it was on, I was like, absolutely. My heart is for marriage to stay together as a family. But you know what? It doesn't always work. And then how can we help people go through those hard times? And the divorce coach is a great partner in going through those hard times. And you bring on so many great resources of people that I didn't even know were out there. And a lot of people don't know that they're out there. But I think it's important to talk about. And, you know, there's all parts of it, a marriage. There's the good times. There's the hard times. There's the work times. There's sometimes the end times. And if we can help people through and realize that, you know what, this isn't the end. This is just a new beginning.
It's a new beginning and to bring them hope. And so thank you very much for helping to make that possible. And, you know, it's interesting that you talk about that you're for marriage. I advocate for marriage as well. And it's interesting. And I've been kind of like amped up with this topic as of late, this particular topic, is that I've had several people either not want to be involved with the show or with me working with my divorce practice. For example, like a marketing representative, because of what we do around divorce. And it makes me think that divorce is kind of like the scarlet letter D.
Right.
But, you know, one of the things as a Christian, we're there to go out onto the battlefield and help people off. The fact of the matter is about 50% of marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. And how could we just turn our heads from them because they've been divorced? We've got to go help them. We've got to, and maybe that's just my calling to do that because I've been there and I don't want to see people make the same mistakes. But that's exactly what we're about is we're about helping. First, we're going to advocate for you to save your marriage. A lot easier to stay in a marriage than get divorced. And yet there are marriages that end and some that need to end. And then, so then what are we going to do? And that's what we're here to do. And so thank you very much for being a part of making that happen. And 4 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
4 years.
How many shows have you done now?
180 today.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's crazy. And like, I think I was on one of the first ones.
Yes, you were. And many, many more good things to come. So thanks for sharing that. Okay. So let's get into the topic today. And before we do that, Tammy, we mentioned that you are their lead stager.
Yes.
I think we probably want to let the listeners know a little bit what this staging thing is. I think you probably get interior design. But what is a stager?
Well, staging can probably mean a lot of different things to a lot of different designers. For me, it's like the platform for the buyer. It allows the buyer to come in and see the potential of the home. It can make a diamond in a rough look like, you know, the beauty queen walking down the aisle and winning the, you know, pageant. So there's just a lot of things that are entailed to it. There's a lot of packing, a lot of hard work behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun when we're staging. We get to cut up and be silly and use our creativity. We have an awesome team, and it's a lot of joy.
There we go. And so when we say the buyer, so we're really talking about where staging is used a lot is in the sale of a home. And so getting it kind of staged, to be trite, but getting it in a where a buyer can see themselves living in that home.
Yes, they can see the lifestyle of that home. And, you know, we're talking divorce, so I'm just going to be real, okay? In divorce, the home changes. Things go
very
off
true.
With the spouse that moved out. There's empty rooms. There's the closet.
Mm-hmm.
There's only, either a wife or a husband's clothes there.
Yeah.
And people know that. But we can change that story and tell a totally different story of what the house has the potential to show.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. So the house has a story. And so essentially, Tammy, you're going in and writing a new story.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you place yourself there as if this is my home and I'm going to live here. Whether you like this home or not, you're still putting yourself in that situation of, can I see myself here? If you know, I do this, is it not going to be appealing? Or if I do that, is it going to be, you know, better to the eye? It's a lot of transversal types of things that we go through from the moment you walk in the door, just even the feeling you get when you walk into a vacant home.
Huge. And so for the purposes of today, we're going to be talking about, you know, the family as it is now, having gone through divorce or maybe be in the middle of divorce, staying in the house. Mm-hmm. But there's also a component, and we've spoke about this many times, about the real estate aspect of staging in divorce. Today, we're going to be focusing on the holidays and those first and really thinking about how can we change the environment to bolster that joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say that a lot today, I think.
And so
now that we understand that a little bit,
let me just come back on the real estate side of it. Our goal is to get top dollar for our sellers in the quickest amount of time and take the stress away from that house sitting on the market. They have enough stress already in their lives. You know, and I will just share, this was several years ago. I actually was staging. They don't allow me to do that anymore. But it was a single mom. And she walked in after we were all done, and she just started crying. And she was like, this is what I always envisioned my home to be. And I was like, had the opportunity just to say, you're going to go on to the next chapter, and you will have that. Right now, we just need to get your house sold so that you have that money.
Yes, so very important. There's an aspect of getting that house sold in the divorce process, and so we want to focus on that. And folks, these are the ladies to talk to with regards to that. When we come back and into the second segment, we're going to dig into being in the house and creating that environment of joy. So stay tuned.
When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and SimpleEleganceTX.com.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and for those divorcing, it can be an extra challenging time. It's even more challenging when alcohol is involved. Our friends at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink has teamed up with divorce and family law experts to provide information that can provide you peace of mind during the holidays. SoberLink is the solution for those going through a divorce and a custody case involving alcohol. SoberLink works hard to keep children safe, offering a remote alcohol monitoring system that is the gold standard because of its technology. SoberLink is here to help. Don't miss out on their free guide for the upcoming holiday season. Request yours today at SoberLink.com/DCH.
Divorce isn't easy or often wanted. Sadly, it happens. When it does, it's possible to walk through it so the results are healthier than would be otherwise. How? Through a unique divorce solution that works. At Divorce Strategies Group, their mediation process helps divorcing parties settle their differences without the long, drawn-out battle and promotes a cooperative win-win environment. It's a smarter way to divorce. When divorce touches your life, contact the Divorce Strategies Group. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at DivorceStrategiesGroup.com.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to HastonLaw.com.
If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hirsch Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hirsch on your team. Hirsch's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hirsch today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
And welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. We're talking divorce and the holidays again here this week. This week, we are taking a little bit of a different look at it, and we're going to be talking about the environment of your home. In the first segment, we were talking about kind of the story of your home and how you can change that story to be one of joy versus maybe the doom and gloom that it can feel that has come out of the divorce. And I'm here with Mary Scally and Tammy Prince. They are with Simple Elegance Interior Design and Home Staging. And so very talented ladies who are going to be helping us look at these environmental stressors that can really make that house feel, it can even bring it to a place of where you feel depressed in it and amplify depression and anxiety. And so what we want to do is turn the table, and speaking of staging, and look at what can we do, practical tips and tools that we can do to bring that joy to that house. And so first, let's look at what the environmental stressors are. So I'm just wondering, in all the houses you guys have walked into that maybe you were called to stage, right? And they're like, hey, we got to sell this house, or even an interior design standpoint, somebody comes in and says, hey, I want you to make this house new and beautiful. What's the before?
One of the big C's.
Clutter.
Clutter. And so folks, everything that we're going to be looking at, when we look at what one of the environmental stressors are, we're going to be looking at what you can do to fix that. And so clutter is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Tell us about clutter.
You want to take that, Tammy? You want me to take it?
You take it.
I'll take it. Okay. Clutter is just like this big bag of burdens on your back, and it weighs you down. And if you can reduce the clutter in your home, it actually gives you breathing space. And it's actually a scientific thing. You know, with like when the – and I'm far from scientific or whatever. But when all the atoms are too smushed together, you just want to get out of that space.
Right.
And you want to let it be open and breathing, because there's already enough stress going on between new relationships, what went wrong. And if I can have a place, and if the kids know that they have a place to put their book bag, if they know that they have a place that is their own and but cleaned up, it really, really helps. There's a book, Make Your Bed. And it's written by, I think, a general in the Army.
Yes.
Making your bed is one very important thing to do, because when you make your bed, you've already accomplished something in the day.
That was one of my stories. Before you even said that, I was like, I have a story.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, but like, how do you feel true. When you make your bed?
Very, very true.
Accomplished. If you don't get anything else done that day, you feel accomplished.
I did something right.
And I want to set the example for your children.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And that's been more rewarding because I wouldn't say that I was cluttered or messy. I always had a spot for everything. But when I went through this last separation, one of the things that God weighed on my heart was do something that you haven't done in a long time. Mm. And that was it. I was like, make my bed. Please. I make my bed religiously every single morning. It is the first thing I do before I put my helmet of salvation and my sword of the Spirit on, before I put my feet on the ground. I get up and my bed is made.
I love it because God told you to, yes. First and foremost. Right. And what does it do for you?
When I come home and that bed's made, it is so rewarding. It's just like my oasis.
Yeah, it sounds like a very simple thing, which in a way it is.
It is.
But it's a huge influencer to so
it really
much.
Is.
And I have to go back to the clutter. Mm-hmm. I used to say, because when I got divorced, I ended up having 3 storage units across 2 states.
Oh, no.
And the stress, you talk about a bag. Those were like, I mean,
it's a bag
storage
of burden.
Units.
It's
money, the cost, and, you know, and it's just you walk to it and you're like, I don't know what to do with this. But I would say this, I'm as clean and cleared out as my clutter. Mm-hmm. And so when I say clean and cleared out, like really present, really here. And so, you know, I think it's bite-sized chunks that you've mm-hmm. got to, you know, take. That's how do you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. And so I couldn't get out of those 3 storage units immediately, mm-hmm. but my goal has been consistently to get out of those storage units. So I would imagine the same thing in a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, she's an Asian, Asian organizer where she talks about.
Oh, you've told me about this person before, I think.
If this doesn't have any meaning, let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of things that we get stuck with that, you know, well, it was my mom's or it was my dad's or he left it. You know, if it doesn't have a meaning, you don't need to hold on to it.
Well, an example, I've just cleaned out another storage unit. We're making progress, folks. It wasn't those 3. It was another one. But being that I just got remarried in the last year, I had things that wouldn't fit into our house together, and we're slowly kind of going through that. Well, one of the things I found in a box I didn't realize I still had is my wedding album from my first marriage. And I looked through it, and I was like, a lot in me was, I shouldn't have this. And this is just a story I'm telling myself. But then, because I was thinking, well, does this disrespect my husband? But then I started looking at it, and I had a picture of my mother. And me at my wedding day then, a picture of my father, my wedding day there, very important pictures, my family. And the fact of the matter is that that is a part of my life. Mm-hmm. I was married. I was Absolutely. A stepmother. And so as you're talking about, does it have meaning? It has a different meaning than it had before, but it was part of my history. I'm not going to erase the fact
Correct.
That I was married. And so it's brought me to where I am today, and thank you, God, for that. And so I decided to keep it. Mm-hmm. I don't look back at it and look at the photos of my ex-husband, but it is a part of me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, okay.
It was
so
a
there's,
chapter
it was
in
a,
your life.
And there's
and
that
you
book again.
You know, that's that book, you know, and you don't need to erase the chapters. It's
right.
your life.
It's a different meaning. Yeah. And so writing a different story. So, okay, so there's clutter. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about, as we move forward, we'll talk about maybe some tips and tools of what to do with that. What else can kind of bring down an environment?
I would say, you know, you had said lighting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, lighting, it's amazing. When we go through walk and talk
yes.
consultations, and most people will live with that warmer yellow light bulb. And in staging, when you're selling, we always say go to the cool white, mm-hmm. which is that bright, almost you need to put your sunglasses on. But you know what? It's bright. It's happy. And it actually shows the color of paint as the real paint mm-hmm. in your mm-hmm. home. So by just changing your light bulb, sometimes you can brighten your house up instead of paying to have it repainted.
Mm-hmm. What comes to mind is when you look at environmental stressors, there is actually a disease around with regards to levels of light and so mm-hmm. forth, and it can bring you down and really create depression. I can't remember off the top of my head I think the acronym is SAD, has an element of depression because low-level lights. And so when you think about bringing in that light, I love natural light. One of my call signs, my husband's in the military, is mushroom, because I actually don't like fake light. I like natural light. So I want lots of light, but not like turning on those bright lights. Mm-hmm. But even if you think about, as you're talking about, that's one small thing a person can do is change their lights to bring more light into their
open
life.
Open up the windows.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
What just opening up the windows. And a lot of times we'll walk into places that are for sale and all the shades are closed.
I see that a lot.
And generally the first thing I do is open up the shades or just pull them completely open because I want to see the natural light.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good. It makes you get in the spirit of how am I going to be creative? How am I going to place
this
here?
You can see things.
Yes.
Turns out you need to see things.
One of the design trends right now is biophilia, which is bringing the outside in, you know, and there's a lot of green plants. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing also just, you know, a lot of, it was one thing when I first moved here, I was like, doesn't anybody have sliding glass doors? Well, we're starting to see more sliding glass doors and sliding glass doors that totally disappear into the wall so that your kitchen and your outside dining room table is like all together.
Yes.
You know, and I love that feel, but you can do that by just opening up the blinds, mm-hmm. taking that time to just go sit outside for a little while.
Get some vitamin D.
Yes.
Read a book.
That's,
take a walk.
Put on your sunscreen.
For sure. I'm very bad about that.
So clutter, lighting, what else could we talk about that can really bring down the environment?
I would just say, you know, making sure that the things that are important to you are around, and the things that are not important to you, get rid of. Take the time. Again, it goes back to clutter. But as you're coming up to the holidays, as you're getting those boxes out of decorations, mm-hmm. if it doesn't mean anything to you, maybe box it up and give it to your ex-spouse, you know, because maybe it's theirs.
So I'm hearing the word joy again. So if it brings you joy, keep it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, let it go.
Right.
So a little bit different than clutter. I mean, clutter can be piles of papers and things like that. But mm-hmm. I love that idea. As you're opening up the holiday boxes, getting ready to decorate, like, okay, this has run its course mm-hmm. and it's time to give it away to someone that can benefit from it.
And so, maybe it's goodwill, you know, because maybe somebody else will treasure it.
Yeah. Passing it on. Mm-hmm. It's not just divorce. You have to do that when you lose someone to a death, too. Mm-hmm. And you go through. And it was very hard. I ended up another storage unit, which was the estate storage unit. But getting rid of Christmas ornaments that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. But I had to look at those things and exactly this had meaning. I kept this and the other things went to someone to bring them joy. Yeah. Okay, gals, so some great things. So we've talked about what can really bring us down. Clutter, having things around us that don't bring us joy, lighting, I think color's probably one. Mm-hmm. When we come back into the next segment, we're going to talk about now those tips and tools of what we can do and maybe even look at specifically for mom and dad, for the children, and maybe even for our guests who may be here with us during the holidays. So folks, you'll want to stay tuned. We're talking to Mary Scally and Tammy Prince of Simple Elegance, an interior design and home staging company. Very talented ladies who are helping us change the story on our homes to one of joy. Here's today's 2-minute tip. According to the American Institute of Stress, divorce lands second to death on a list of stressful processes a person can experience in his or her lifetime. There's no sugarcoating it. Divorce can be a very, very tough thing to undergo. Add to that the holidays, and that stress can be amplified, to say the least. Here at the Divorce Coaching Hour, we want to not only help you through divorce, but also through the holidays. And so that's why we're here in a series right now talking to key professionals to provide you ideas and information that you can implement to alleviate some of that divorce and holiday stress. Make sure to go back and listen to any of the shows you've missed. You can find the shows after they've aired wherever you get your podcasts. As for today's 2-minute tip, I want to again share an overarching idea that I hope you take to heart. It comes from a book called Conscious Uncoupling by Catherine Woodward Thomas. In it, there is a creed, and I must say, that it is a very good one to hold on to and enact when you are traversing divorce, no matter the season. Just one line from this creed is this: in the midst of our pain, we strive to do the right thing for the right reasons, allowing our ethics to triumph over our emotions. I share this one line with you because as you move through the holidays, you may find that your increasing stress level leads to your emotions taking over and thus you not doing the right thing. It's a real possibility. And so for today's tip, in preparation for the holidays and the stress it can bring, let's set our mind on this. Let's strive to do the right thing for the right reasons, allowing our ethics to triumph over our emotions. I pray this two-minute tip supports you in this challenging time, and if I can support you through divorce and the holidays, please email me at christy@christymendelow.com. And remember to keep listening each week for another two-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. You're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. Thanks for joining us today. We are talking divorce and the holidays, and I'm very excited to talk about the holidays because this year, I don't know why, I have the Christmas spirit very early. I started listening to Christmas music already. I'm ready to get the holiday decorations out. But the fact of the matter is when you're going through divorce, or it's your first year with the first, as we call it, after divorce, where you maybe don't have your children, things aren't the same, it can feel depressing, and it can feel hard. It can feel stressful. And so what we want to do is really bring you tips and tools of how to move through it, move out of it, bring some joy into your life in this season. And what we're talking about today is your environment of your home specifically. And we've got two ladies here, interior designers and stagers, home stagers, who can help us look at some things that we've identified that kind of can bring down the energy in a home, kind of depress the environment, which is clutter, lots of clutter, lighting, dark lighting, and stuff that you may not need anymore. And we even maybe talk about color in the house as well. And so, ladies, let's talk about some practical tips and tools. What can we do with this clutter? And obviously, given that I'm still clearing out some storage units, I need your help as well. So how do we get rid of the clutter?
So I think, first of all, closets. Okay. You know, we all generally have too many clothes.
Yep.
Because, you know, maybe there's a size 4, an 8, a 10, a 14,
and we're still thinking we're going to get back to the 4.
We're going to get back to the 4s, right? Well, if you haven't worn it for a year, it's time to say goodbye because it's probably out of style.
Too. Hard truth.
You know, and you can reduce your closet by 30% and then just simply organize it by sleeveless, short sleeve, long sleeve, mm-hmm. light to dark.
Yep.
Use the same hangers and hangers from Walmart. You know, what is it? A bundle of 10 is like, I don't know, $10 or something like that.
I've got to do that. The same hangers.
But it makes it feel so much better. And like sometimes, you know, we don't have our kids. What am I going to do with this time? Why not take a closet? Or, you know, the pantry. Get some bins.
Yes.
And organize and face everything to the front. You may also find that we have some things that have been there too long.
It's that time. Refrigerator as well.
Refrigerator.
Great time of the year to do it, to start fresh for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
And you just feel like once you've finished one of those, mm-hmm. again, it's like making a bed.
I just took a deep breath. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
You know, and again, I can walk in there and be happy instead of being like, get me out of here.
Yeah, well, 100%. Think about it. When you accomplish something, you feel great pride, and there's the word again, joy in it. And so you might think it's a simple thing, but you mentioned the word feel. Mm-hmm. And so these are things that we can change within our physical environment, which evoke a feeling. And we may not know that necessarily. In divorce, we talk about the business of divorce. And oftentimes we try to get people into, as they're either considering divorce or in the midst of it, looking at what their finances are, the reality of the situation. And they tend to kind of go, I'd push this away. I don't want to deal with this reality. But in fact, getting your mind into those technical steps, whether you're working with finances or cleaning out a closet or cleaning out a pantry, it has this emotional and feeling mm-hmm. component to it because it's gotten your mind out of the woe is me situation And you're making progress. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's kind of like when you have a baby, you go into this nesting thing, but you have a new life that you're birthing right now. Mm. And you've got to take captive those thoughts and, you know, bring it into my new world. You know, mm-hmm. Tammy, what are some of the things that, like, you did? And one of the things I've watched Tammy in this last year with is she's taking captive her thoughts, too.
Very
you
important.
You know, and said, nope.
Boundaries.
I could be going negative, but nope, I'm going to choose this. I'm going to choose the joy. I'm going to choose. And it's like you almost have to kind of take your head and go, mm-hmm. boom. You know?
So you can use that same idea when you're thinking about this, let's say, technical step that mm-hmm. we're talking about, decluttering the closets. Like you can use that same new thinking, take captive of your thought. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I don't want to do it. But oh, I will do it, and I will feel better because of doing that. That's a fantastic thing.
A lot of things behind it, though, is when you recognize your boundaries and you recognize you're worthy, you want to bring in that new stuff, that new feeling, that new joy, that new, you know, that burden that you've been carrying, you know, on your back. You want to bring that new joy in. It's time to take that off and start over and, you know, like the snake shedding its skin. It's like, this is my new growth. This is who I am now. And I don't want to be that person anymore.
Writing
I don't
want to
carry
story.
That anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want my children to feel that weight that mom's been, you know, carrying and burning the moment I walk in the door. And it's just like, oh, I have so much to do after I'm tired already from work. Because there's no helper there. No one's there to help you anymore. You don't have a companion. You don't have someone that can, hey, I'll take the kids or I can do this. It's just you.
So what comes to mind is if you start with the step-by-step, the decluttering, mm-hmm. going into the closet. Okay, I'm going to reduce.
That was one of the first things I did.
Yeah.
And really. And you're making it your own.
Yes.
Right.
Too. And it was so amazing.
She said a really important word. I'm worthy.
Yeah, and I want to get back to that. And so what I can see, though, is sometimes just in that situation, let's be honest, you may not feel worthy because mm-hmm. of the pain mm-hmm. and the stripe that you're feeling. But if we take these actual steps of, okay, I just heard these ladies say, reduce your closet by 30%. I'm going to do this. I don't have something to do on Friday night. My kids are gone and it's in the holiday season. I'd rather be with them, but I don't. Let me do something productive. I see that as a tiny baby step that you're kind of building your muscle. Okay, I did this. Now I feel a little bit more worthy. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to your whole growing and birthing mm-hmm. idea. And so I love that. So it's not just decluttering. Mm-mm. It's actually decluttering your soul at the same time.
It is,
time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Very mental.
Just making you realize I'm important and I'm loved.
Yeah.
And I've heard Tammy say this. I am loved by the number one God of the universe.
Yeah. Amen.
And he sees me as a princess and I'm going to finally see myself as a princess.
Took me a long time to get there, but I'm there. And there's just, and like I said, that boundary's there now. And it's like, oh no, I'm not turning back to that.
Yes.
Right. And it doesn't feel good. I know what that feels like. And again, it's just rewarding. Once I finally got to that stage in my life where you are worthy to be loved, you don't have to have a husband. You can be alone. God's always going to have your back. Your kids are always going to be there to tell you, no, mom, you're not lonely.
Right.
It's not the same.
And so that I just love the depth of where this can go by taking these steps. Now we talked about lighting as mm-hmm. well. And so what is a practical tip that you guys can share with lighting? I know you already talked about moving from the yellow lights to the white lights, mm-hmm. Open the blinds. What else could we do?
Greenery, organic feeling is such a great reward. I mean, I'm going to go with fresh greens if it's my own home, but in staging, we do use artificial.
And where do you get those greens that look real that are artificial? Tell me that.
We get them all over.
We get them at home. We get them at Home Goods,
well,
Target.
You do a good job.
I have all Hobby Lobby.
Amazon.
So. Okay. So bringing in not only light, but green and mm-hmm. better. I mean, bring in that CO2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bring in some fresh plants. And hey, that even makes me think that you're caring for something.
You know,
too.
And don't be afraid to pick up some fresh flowers for yourself.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter that you're picking it up.
Right.
Tammy is also, she's an amazing florist. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
You know, so she's extremely talented, but you know what? There is something about just having pretty flowers.
Yes.
We all love them. And it's okay to get them for yourself.
I used to do that. I'd have my own little date night on weekends. I didn't want to go out, so I would make a special dinner or I'd pick something up and I'd have a glass of wine and I'd bring some you know, flowers for me. And even through the pandemic, yeah. even though my income had reduced quite a bit, like many people, mm-hmm. That was one thing. I'm like, I'm going to keep bringing some fresh flowers in when I can just to lighten up. Mm-hmm. So we're not just talking about physical light, but lightening up the mood.
Yeah.
In the house. Okay. And then we talked about the items of joy. And so what advice would you give someone, though, when they're trying to make that decision? How do I let go of this item that's not bringing me joy anymore? What would you say?
I would say if it doesn't have a meaning, if it's not a positive in my life, mm-hmm. it's time to say goodbye.
It's become rather easy for me now to be able to say absolutely not, no. A year ago, I wouldn't know how to say no to anybody. I was kind of, you know, that stepping stone or walkover or just easy, let it go. And now I'm like, I can say this and mean it and not feel ashamed or embarrassed or make someone mad.
So there you go again and taking these little steps of saying, this doesn't have meaning anymore.
Right.
I'm going to let it go. You're actually learning how to say no to things. So there's so much in this, folks. Who knew that we would find the depth as we talk about your environment? But there really are some deeper lessons and learnings in this. And so when we come back into the final segment, we're going to talk about kids and what we can do for our kids, because that environment is so important for them. And they don't have the tips and tools and the thinking that we have to be able to really process what's going on. So let's see what we can do in the holidays to help them out. So come on back. We're going to talk kids, divorce, and the holidays. Stay tuned. Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. And there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world, and together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back-to-back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the Programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support. The holiday season is upon us, and I'm so excited. And you might be wondering what we're doing talking about the holidays and the Divorce Coaching Hour, but here's what we are doing is we are really wanting to equip you with tips and tools to help you have more joy during the holidays. And today we're focusing on environment. We've been talking about those environments that can bring us down and what we can do to lift us up and really find more joy. And oddly enough, in there and in some of these tips, we ourselves are personally decluttering our hearts and souls, and we're bringing more light to our lives, and we're really even learning how to say no when we learn how to set some boundaries and let go of things that have maybe brought us anxiety and brought us down. And I'm talking to Mary Scally and Tammy Prince from Simple Elegance Interior Design and Home Staging. And so before I forget, Mary, how do folks reach you? Because they may, in fact, want to have your help do that walk and talk, that consultation to help them bring some more light into their lives. How do they reach you?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 877-458-8254. That's 877-458-8254. Or go to our website, simpleelegancetx.com. There's a lot of E's in it. But go to our website and you can contact us through that. We would love to talk to you. And actually, you want my team to come help you. They've fired me multiple times. But I
you
have
brought
a
in the
great,
experts. The best manager is the one
great
that's not
team
missed.
That you takes do. Care of everything.
You do, absolutely. I wanted to make sure we got that out there because I know people will want to reach you. And so one of the things we've talked about in general, what we can do. One of the things that's really on my heart is children and the holidays. And as we think about anxiety for children, you know, that story has changed for them and they may not be able to understand the story of the new house. We were talking about that in this first segment is kind of your story has changed. The story of the house has changed. And so things are gone that were there. And, you know, maybe you don't want to see pictures of your ex-spouse, but that ex-spouse is still that mm-hmm. child's parent. So what are some things we can do to help reduce some of the anxiety for children in their environment and bring more joy to kids? What would you guys say?
For me, my kids have their special little wall of their keepsakes and their pictures of them with their dad. And that's their little spot. We don't have to have it all over the house. We still love him. Things just aren't the same. And we are still a family. We're just in different homes. So you just have to adapt the best way that you can and let them know that it's okay, that that's special to you, and you can have that. And as long as that's sentimental to you, I'm not going to ask you to box it up and put it away, or we're going to get rid of it because it's special to them.
I love that you're saying that they have a special wall.
Uh-huh.
And so a special space, a special wall, and they can kind of do whatever they want with it. And what I love there is we were talking about kind of the depth of what we were talking about in the first three segments of your growth through the things you do through decluttering and lighting. What I'm hearing here is you said things are different.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perspective shift.
Yeah.
You know, things aren't wrong, things aren't bad, but things are different. Mm-hmm. So what I love in there, you're even leading by example with your children by, hey, here's your special wall. You can do whatever it is.
Right.
I'm sure they don't get to, you know, draw on the walls and things like that. But
no, they can draw on the special area spot that's attached to the wall.
Yeah, there you go. You want to clarify that too. Okay, so a special wall, what else can they do?
You know, I think it's also important just to have open communication with them, you know, and maybe it's making sure you take that time at night to just lay down and talk through the day or at dinner and talk through how was their day. Do you have any feelings? And a lot of times mm-hmm. kids don't know how to express things, but even by you just saying, you know, I got sad today about something, you know, and sharing those things openly, you don't have to go into depth, but making sure that they understand it's okay to be sad.
So
it's okay to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and also
definitely.
As you pull out the decorations, you know, let's do it together.
Yes.
You know, make sure that. I mean, I know I'm one that I want my tree to be perfect, you know, but maybe I need to involve some people because maybe they need to go through that. Maybe they need to be opening and saying, oh, I remember when I got mm-hmm. this, or I remember, or do you have a special tree for them? You know,
what an opportunity. And I see that bringing in the communication there. And mm-hmm. so what I'm hearing there is not just the things of the environment, is the communication within that environment for sure. But those decorations, what an opportunity that is, because that's releasing some good memories, mm-hmm. also some bad, and again, leading by example. I love that. So making a special event out of the decoration, because I could see where you could really turn it to negative town,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're mm-hmm. like, no, we're not doing this again.
Right.
But this is an opportunity. Yeah.
And remembering, I think if you had traditions, keep some of them, and maybe we make some new traditions. So, traditions are still very, very important to kids, and, you know, whatever they are, I know the kids are in their 20s, and we don't let them come down until, you know, Santa's presents are out, you know, and they stand at the top of the stairs, and we're like, no, you know, and they're like, you guys are so stupid, but it's just a tradition, you know, and they're still our kids.
I love what you're saying there is so that true. The tradition, some keep some, let go of those that may not be applicable anymore. And there, again, is an opportunity for communication, having that conversation about, hey, what do you want to do new and differently? And what brings me to a story back several years ago, I headed up our divorce care group at my church, and we had a holiday event, and a gentleman came, and he was still going through divorce, and he was concerned about his child, and he was making a lot of assumptions that assuming how the child wanted Christmas. And we just sat there, and I just said to him very plainly, it just kind of came out of me, and I was like, have you talked to him and asked him how he wants to have Christmas? And it was like, talk about light. The light shone in his eyes. He was like, I didn't even think about it, because you can get so into that way of thinking that this is how it is. And until you have that transparent conversation, you're really kind of stuck in some old ways.
Their voice.
Yeah, let them have their voice.
You know, let them use their voice. And they will.
And they,
you know, they
will,
may not
sure.
want to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock as they get into teenagers.
Yeah,
they might want to start
anymore.
At 10, you know, and that's okay.
But they call me from my room. Mom, can we get up now? I'm like, hold on, I'm coming.
Has Santa been there yet? Well, that can be fun as things, and you're creating, we've been talking a lot about growth, and you're creating something new and different together as a family unit. And Tammy, I love what you said too. You're still a family. It's just a different definition of that family. And doing things, the holidays a little bit differently, but you can come together and create that new tradition, that new way of being in your new definition of your family. So, folks, final thoughts.
You know, we haven't really talked much about, you know, do you get together with the ex-spouse? You know, and maybe there is something that you guys decide that maybe we go to church on Christmas Eve together. And that's okay, too. You know, this is you're all just really moving forward and you're all trying to figure it out yourself. There's no right or wrong.
So there's that new tradition. There's that. So talking about an environment, maybe you do go to the Christmas Eve service together. You know, the thing I've got to think about with regards to kids is what is best for the children.
Exactly.
Taking your needs and putting them as a backseat to the children and thinking about that. And so I guess that would probably be the best question you could ask when it comes to any sort of environment, whether you're at church or at home or events. What do you guys think about
that? And I've shared this before, Christy, and this is hardly anybody ever does this, but I had a relative that they kept the kids in their home, and for mom's time she moved into the home and dad went to the apartment, and for dad's time he moved into the house, so the kids never went back and forth. So that's another thing to think about. What are you doing to keep the kids' life the same?
Yeah, and what story are you writing to tie it all together? Yeah, and so if we're thinking about, my mind, of course, goes to the, you know, the night before Christmas and the stories that you read. I just have such fond memories of that.
Where everybody curls up together.
Yes.
On the couch
and just ready for that cold weather. But I'm thinking about that. That's a great idea to think about what story it is that you're writing, not only in your environment with lighting and decluttering and getting rid of things or keeping things that have meaning, but the deeper meanings of that. What story are you writing for your children, for yourself? So any last thoughts?
Tam?
I think we've covered quite a bit. I mean, I think now that mine are older, it's easy to separate. The first few years, we got together as a family because they believed in Santa, and they wanted to see that dad was there. But it didn't last very long because it gets easier. It time takes its toll, and it just gets easier for the children to understand, okay, he doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah, and moving on, that growth.
And that is growth for all of us.
Absolutely. Well, that's a wonderful note of joy to end it on. And so that's what we're here to do, is to really help change that perspective, that thinking around divorce. And folks, I thank you for being here and sharing your expertise with us today, ladies.
Thank you. We love coming.
Well, folks, we love them being here with us, and we love you being here with us. Thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mendelow, and I can't wait to be with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT The Word.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.